Hey folks, it's Mike Church, founder of Founding Father Films, asking you to learn the true stories of America's founding by purchasing my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. The Road to Independence tells the exciting story of the Founding Father's struggle to declare independence. John Adams and Thomas Paine were not exactly the best of friends, but as our timeline has shown us, when it came to the question of declaring independence, the two were soulmates. Now, let's travel to another colony where lifelong friends will work secretly to establish the legislative body that will declare our independence. This animated movie comes complete with collector's booklets, DTS surround sound, and are packed with hours of bonus features. Learn the true stories of America's founding and order Mike Church's The Road to Independence on DVD and CD. Available now at mikechurch.com/DVD and by calling 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, July 3rd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, capuchin dark roast, and whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of capuchin dark roast coffee. Available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Jeffrey Epstein's alleged madam gets to enjoy her own set of handcuffs. President Trump makes a condolence call, and another popular franchise decides to change its name. Ghislaine Maxwell, the one-time girlfriend and alleged accomplice of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested Thursday morning. She was charged by federal prosecutors in New York for her alleged role in recruiting, grooming, and sexually abusing underage girls as young as 14, all part of a years-long criminal enterprise. Maxwell, 58, whose whereabouts were being tracked by federal agents, was taken into custody in New Hampshire without incident and charged with six criminal counts. Authorities have been discreetly keeping tabs on her, adding they pounced when they learned recently she'd slithered away to a gorgeous property in New Hampshire. The indictment was filed under seal on June 29th. Prosecutors said that she had been hiding out in various locations around New England for the past year, changing her phone number and email address and ordering packages under a different name to avoid detection. Prosecutors identified 15 different bank accounts associated with Maxwell that at times held as much as $20 million. On the day he buried his 19-year-old son, who was gunned down in Seattle's lawless chop zone, Horace Lorenzo Anderson Sr. got a phone call from President Trump, who had been moved by his heart-wrenching appearance the night before on Fox News Channel's Hannity. Anderson's son, Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr., was killed in the early hours of June 20th when shots rang out near the border of the six-block zone the city had been given up for three chaotic weeks. In the emotional interview with Sean Hannity, a tearful Anderson said he hadn't been able to get answers from the city about his son's death, and he disclosed that he hadn't even been contacted by Mayor Jenny Durkan. But the mayor, a Democrat, did reach out to Anderson later Wednesday, and a call from Trump followed after that. "The only way I found out was just two of his friends, just two friends that just happened to be there. They came and told me," he said. "They weren't even from Seattle. Now, mind you, I haven't heard from the police department. They never came." Compounding the father's grief were reports that first responders who came to the chop zone to transport the shooting victims to the hospital encountered an angry mob that denied them entry. The pair were taken to Harborview Medical Center by self-described CHOP medics, and Anderson's son was pronounced dead on arrival. "My son needed help. I don't feel like they helped my son," Anderson said. "I feel like he doesn't, without this, he would just be nobody. He's just, well, it doesn't matter. He's just another guy, just another child, just swept under the rug, and that's it, and forgotten about." Our quote of the day: to change the world, we must be good to those who cannot repay us, Pope Francis. Coming up, our saint of the day: he was a man of great eloquence, completely versed in Holy Scripture, proficient in Greek and Latin, and distinguished for his chanting and psalmody. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, Mike Church here. This Independence Day, we celebrate the 14-year anniversary of the world premiere of my Road to Independence docudrama. It was 14 years ago that the Road to Independence took over the Sirius Patriot Channel for the entire day with a little help from some friendly voices.
And now an encore presentation of Mike Church's Road to Independence. Yeah.
To commemorate this milestone of epic cinematic proportions, I am practically giving away copies of this classic piece of historical truth-telling with the RTI Liberty Pack 2020 edition. You get the original 2-CD set, the Spirit of 76 3-CD set, plus a pocket Constitution and a little R Republican bumper sticker 3-pack for just $17.76. That's a small price to pay for truth-telling and independence. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. To get your RTI CD Liberty Pack for just $17.76, go to mikechurch.com/road. That's mikechurch.com/road.
Our saint of the day is Saint Leo II. He was born in Sicily. He died July 3rd, 683 in Rome, Italy. His feast day is July 3rd. Formerly, though, it was June 28th, and he was pope from 682 to 683. He promoted church music. He was an accomplished singer. He opposed heresy and maintained good relations with Constantinople. According to the Book of Pontiffs, Leo was a man of great eloquence, competently versed in Holy Scripture, proficient in Greek and Latin, and distinguished for his chanting and psalmody. He was elected pope about December 681 to succeed St. Agatho, but was not consecrated until August 17, 682, because of a delay in confirmation by the Byzantine Emperor Constantine IV. He received the Acts of the Sixth Ecumenical Council of Constantinople, sections of which he had translated from Greek to Latin so that they could be understood in the Western churches. During Leo's pontificate, the See of Ravenna, having in 666 been freed from the pope's jurisdiction by the Byzantine emperor, was again made papally dependent by order of Constantine. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida signed a bill into law on Tuesday that will require a minor girl's parents to consent to her abortion. Florida Senate President Bill Galvano announced the governor had signed SB 404, sponsored by Florida Senator Kelly Stargell, into law. The measure not only requires parents' consent for a minor's abortion, but also strengthens protection for infants who survive abortion. Some are calling it Putin's assassination squad. Some say Russian killing squad. In any case, there is a Russian clandestine military intelligence unit known as 29155, and it's believed to be behind a string of scandals. Most recently, a reported scheme to pay bounties to Afghan insurgents to kill U.S. troops. So what is this group all about? Well, experts and analysts define it as something of an elite squad. Unit 29155 operates under Russia's umbrella intelligence agency, the GRU, officially termed the main directorate of the General Staff, which formed after the folding of the Soviet-era KGB. The specialized outfit is believed to have been birthed around 2008, just a couple years after Russian President Putin legalized targeted killings on foreign soil and in the aftermath of Russia's invasion of Georgia that same year. In 2019, French officials reportedly unearthed a clandestine GRU base in the Alps used to execute regional missions. This on the heels of media reports that the unit was videoed giving a retired military leader a wad of cash in Serbia. The Trump administration has mostly rebuffed the story as not being even credible, with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying on Wednesday that the president's career CIA briefer decided not to brief him because it was unverified intelligence. Well, in our name change, I feel like I should start doing a feature of the day. What's changing its name today? How about the Washington Redskins? They've existed since 1933. That may be all coming to an end, though, in 2020. FedEx Corporation, which bought naming rights to the home of the Redskins, FedEx Field, put out a statement saying it's requesting a name change. A group of investment firms asked companies like Nike and Pepsi on Wednesday to refuse to do business with the team until a name change happens. FedEx CEO Fred Smith is also a minority owner in the Redskins, and Redskins owner Dan Snyder once admitted that he would never change the name of the team. But FedEx brings in millions of dollars a year of business, so the request might be pretty tough to ignore. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.